This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Plans to renovate the police and fire stations in Brattleboro are likely on hold after a select board decision this week. Reporter Howard Weiss-Tisman has been following this story for the Brattleboro Reformer, and he joins us now on the line for our Friday regional report. Howard, thanks so much for speaking with us again.
Sure, thank you.
So remind us what's happened to this point with the Brattleboro town budget.
Well, the town budget was approved this year at representative town meeting, and that budget was overturned by a special vote that was held on April 17th following the representative town meeting. A petition was handed in under the Brattleboro Town Charter. A town meeting day vote can be overturned if more than 50 town meeting reps sign a petition, and that's what happened. A petition was handed in with 56 signatures, forcing the special vote on April 17th. And on April 17th, the voters rejected the budget.
Well, it looks like the board has decided they will not add the $9 million for the renovations in the new budget. And how badly do the police and fire departments need these renovations?
Well, there has to be some kind of work done in Brattleboro. The renovations to the police and fire literally have been going on for more than 30 years. And the town has been trying. They held votes, and they a couple years ago, maybe 10 or 15 years ago, they were looking at a kind of alternate piece of land up by Exit 2 to maybe build one facility, but that fell through. And so finally, in October 2012, representative town meeting again approved a $14.1 million renovation to the Brattleboro Police Station and to the two fire stations. During the April 17th vote that rejected the budget, a lot of people said that that vote was mainly against the police fire project. It wasn't against the budget so much, but it was against the police fire project. That's pretty much what the board has been hearing, and though they haven't yet voted on it, they took a consensus vote at the last public meeting, and it appears as though three of the select board members are against moving ahead with the project as it is.
Now, could this mean the closing of at least one of these fire stations?
Well, there's been a lot of ideas on the table, and that's one of the challenges of the board, among the many challenges the board faces, is that it's been hard to read what this vote has meant. And there was a public meeting about a week ago, and, you know, one person stood up and said, you have to do this work to the police fire department. They deserve it. We have to do this work. Next person stood up and said, you can't do this project. People can't afford taxes. The next person stood up and said, this vote was only about police fire. Then the person said, no, this vote was not about police fire. It was about higher taxes, and you have to do more than just cancel this project. So the board's heads are kind of spinning, and they've admittedly said that, and they're trying to figure out what it all means. Something has to be done at the buildings. The central fire station, the roof need work, the floor is crumbling. The firefighters there don't have a good exhaust system, so when the trucks are started, the exhaust, you know, is released in the same building where the firefighters are sleeping. At the police station, the holding cell is down a very steep staircase. There's no private entrance to the police station. Everyone comes right in the public entrance. Some kind of work needs to be done, and the board knows that, and what the board is trying to figure out right now is just how much work, how much it's going to cost, and how they're going to proceed. They don't really know at this point.
There are other cuts being considered as well. What about the things that could affect, let's say, the library staff and things like that?
Yeah, a lot of ideas were on the table. The board made some pretty drastic comments. They took that April 17 vote as a referendum against the high tax rate in Brattleboro. And Brattleboro has one of the highest tax rates in the state of Vermont. And people are really pressed about their taxes. People are saying they have to sell their house. People are moving away. So after the vote, the board put forth a whole bunch of ideas, including cutting two library positions, cutting two positions at Parks and Recs. But those cuts appear right now to be off the table. At the last meeting, the board talked about a few ideas, not buying a police cruiser, not rehiring an animal control officer, a couple of other smaller cuts, but it appears as though the library and Rec and Park cuts are not being considered now. But again, the board hasn't made a decision, and it's been exciting. Every meeting you go to, you kind of don't know what's going to happen. So, but those cuts appear to be off the table for now.
And briefly, Howard, what happens next for the town budget?
Well, the board held a meeting Tuesday. They didn't make any decisions. They held a couple straw votes. The board is set to meet next Tuesday, and they are most likely finally going to put a budget together at that meeting. They've set a special representative town meeting for June 2nd. And on June 2nd, the representatives are once again going to consider the budget and vote. And then we could go through this whole thing again if the voters ask for a referendum. So we'll have to see. But the next budget vote is on June 2nd. And as far as the police fire project, interim town manager Patrick Moreland said they're trying to come up with an alternative plan and see what they can do, what they have to do, and how much that's going to cost.
Howard Weiss-Tisman is a reporter for the Brattleboro Reformer. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Sure. Thanks for chatting.